Hi, thank you for calling the NAC helpline. My name is Mai Soon, speaking to you on a recorded line.
Hi, this is Dominic. I have Shisty Williams. She wishes to file a claim for the NAC. Can you take it from here?
Yes, I can.
Thank you. You have a good one.
Thank you. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the NAC lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
Did I what now?
Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, ma'am.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed any documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Okay. And was this for a loved one or for your child?
For my child.
Was your child diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Sorry.
And can you confirm
it's a
your
child?
Oh, yeah. And can you confirm your child's gender for me?
Male.
Okay. And when was he diagnosed?
It was in February, I think it was. February.
Do you know the day?
February the 7th? Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and what year was that?
2007.
In 2007?
Yes, ma'am. I'm trying to get somewhere where I can point to. So I can talk to you better. I had a appointment I had to come to this morning, but I'm getting a point here now and I can talk better. You can go ahead. Yes, ma'am. That's okay.
Okay. And then besides the NAC diagnosis, was he or does he still have any ongoing gastrointestinal issues, any other stomach problems?
Well, yes, we do. We still having problems, having complications as of now. It's just hard to gain weight. Still having weight problems, breathing.
Wow. Okay. And was he diagnosed with NAC prior to being given formula, or was it after?
It was after he was given the formula.
And what was the brand of formula?
Similac.
And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what is his date of birth?
February the 5th. Okay, here I got it.
It was February.
Hello. Yeah, I'm ready now.
Yes. Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, sorry. Can you repeat his date of birth?
February the 5th.
All right, thank you. All right, so he's about 17 years old?
Yes.
And what was the gestational age at birth?
I was 31 weeks.
31.
Oh, I was yeah, 7 months. Oh, yeah.
And was he diagnosed with NEC while he was still in the hospital, or did you end up taking him home and you went back?
No. It was in the hospital. It didn't be then.
Okay. And then can I get the name of that hospital where he was diagnosed?
It's Fort General Hospital.
And what city was that in?
Hattiesburg, Mississippi, 39401.
Was it Forest General Hospital?
Yes, ma'am. Forrest. Forrest.
Okay, and is that the one on
General
6051?
Yes, ma'am. U.S. Highway 49?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
And do you have his birth certificate?
Yes, I have it somewhere here. I think I do.
All right. And was anyone else affected by the formula as well?
No, ma'am. Well, I have an older daughter. She was born with it. But, see, I'm just not for sure, you know what I'm saying, how to go about with her. Because she was born with it, too. But she's, like, now she's 20. She's 23, 24 years old, like that now.
Mm-hmm. She was also diagnosed with NEC?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, gosh.
Yes.
Well, yeah, if you were interested, she would just have to file on her own for it.
Oh, she would? Oh, okay, dear. Okay. Okay.
So at the end, if you did want, I can send you my number. You can give it to her to give me a call if she did want to file.
Yes, ma'am. Please do.
Okay. Right. And then what was your son's first and last name?
Shamar. S-H-A-M-A-R. Herring. H-E-R-R-I-N-G.
Okay. And then do you know his social?
Oh. 145 and 35611.
I heard 35611.
452.
Mm-hmm.
935611.
Okay, thank you. And then for your first name, I have C-H-A-S-I-T-Y.
Yes, ma'am.
Last name, Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S.
Correct.
And what is your date of birth?
08-24-1976.
Thank you. And your social?
425-436904.
That was 04?
Yes, ma'am. 6904.
All right. And then is this your main cell phone number?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. What is your email address?
Cali Cal Gamble is AliCalGamble at gmail.com.
Thank you. And your current home address?
47 McLaurin, McLaurin, Lane, L-A-N-E, Collins, C-O-L-L-I-N-S, Mississippi, 39428.
Thank you. And then you said you do have official documents to show you are power of attorney. You do have his birth certificate?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then is your name spelled the same on his birth certificate?
Yes, ma'am.
And then during your pregnancy, did you have any of the following issues? Any hypertensive disease, tobacco use, placental insufficiency? And he was born premature, correct?
Say that again.
He was born premature?
Yes, ma'am. I was 31 weeks to be exact.
Okay. And he was born in Mississippi?
Yes, ma'am.
And was he diagnosed with NEC in the NICU?
Yes.
Do you remember his discharge date?
I know we stayed there 30 days after that, so it was should be around March.
Well.
You said March 12th?
Yeah, it had to be around March 7th, I think it was. We paid 30 days. That date should have been around March 7th.
Okay, so he was in the NICU from February 5th, 2007 to March 7th or March
12th? Somewhere around in that. Some 30 days after that, because I know he paid it after the date.
Okay. And what was his birth weight?
4 pounds, 13 ounces.
And then do you remember when he stopped taking the formula? What date that was?
When they diagnosed him, they stopped our feeding then. So when they stopped our feeding,
and you said he was diagnosed on the 7th of February?
Yes, ma'am.
Right. And did he have any of the following symptoms after drinking the formula? Any green vomit, constipation, bloody stool?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes to all of those?
All of those. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, wow.
It was like yellow vomiting. I had the yellow vomiting. We had blood and stool. Shortness of breathing.
Shortness of breath. And do you have a copy of his medical records?
I don't have them with me at the time, but I will give you permission. You can get it from the hospital medical records.
Okay, and is that from the Forest General Hospital?
Yes, ma'am.
Right. And then do you remember his doctor's name?
Dr. Scott Burks. B-U-R-K-S.
Burks. It was Scott Burks?
Yes.
Okay.
That was February. The diagnosis, it was around March 1st. I just thought about that. Should have been around the 1st of that month. Yep, March 1st. Mm-hmm. I think.
He was diagnosed March 1st?
Yep. Yes, ma'am. I remember that date now. It was on the 1st of the month. Mm-hmm.
March. Okay, 1 second.
I had to think about it.
Okay, so his date of birth was February 5th, 2007, and then he was diagnosed March 1st, 2007. And then March 1st would now be when he stopped drinking the formula?
Yes.
Right. And then did he have any treatment done for the NEC?
Did he say that again? Cut out a little bit on me.
Did he have any treatment done due to the NEC? Any?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, they did treatment.
Okay. And what was the treatment?
The treatment was basically they did the sample tests on him. And, well, they just popped out fever, you know what I'm saying, did some extra oxygen, and they did frequent blood tests and a laboratory search.
The laparotomy?
I can't pronounce that word. I'm sorry. Like L-A-P-A R-O-T-O-M-Y laboratorium.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And when was the last time? That's okay. When was the last time he was treated for any NEC related issues?
The last time they treated was on that. That was first, it was bad news, so it had to be the 2nd March.
March 2nd was the last time he was treated?
Yes.
All right. And then we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens or we can't get a hold of you. Would you like to provide one?
No. I'm not trustworthy of people. Nah.
Okay. Are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yes, ma'am. I had to sign some paperwork, so yeah.
All right, then I'm going to go ahead and send over these documents to you right now. You should receive it as a text link and to your email.
Okay. Waiting for you.
Okay.
Okay, so do I need to open both? I got both of them.
You can open either one.
Oh, okay. Okay. It says few documents. I'm a little slow on me. I have bad weather here. I'm trying to let it up on me.
Okay, that's okay. Your time.
try to run around and try to get some service. My phone is very slow this morning, and I don't know where I
was. It still not loading?
No, ma'am. It's low this morning. I don't know. I'm trying to get it to see. Maybe I can connect with some Wi-Fi or something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I get that in there. Okay, it's a security check. Okay, continue. Okay, it's like, please review and act on these documents.
Yes, and then continue.
Okay. It's like, store. Do I hit the store button at the top?
Yes.
Okay. I see your data is easy to get in here. Okay, I think I have them done.
Yeah, I just received it.
Okay.
Okay, and then I just sent you another text from my direct line with my information as well as the attorneys.
Okay, got it.
Okay, and then you can send my number to your daughter if she is interested in filing a claim.
Okay.
And then
I
that's...
sure will.
Okay, that's pretty much all I need from you. So the attorney should be giving you a call within the next few days to verify your information, tell you the next steps. But if you had any questions at all throughout that, you can reach back out to me.
Okay. And did I get a copy of that I just signed to?
Yeah, on the DocuSign link, it should ask you if you wanted to download a copy yourself.
Okay.
Okay. Did you have any other questions at all?
No, ma'am, that will be all.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for your time. If you think of anything else, you have my number, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, have a good day.
You too.
Thank you.